Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to New Life Streaming. Today we're going to be talking about the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 16 to 18. It's talking about fasting to be seen only by God. This is a topic that might be a little bit hard to explain, a little bit hard to understand it, because we will go about the fasting. What does fasting mean? The fasting means like for a specific period of time, you are not eating or drinking any water, or you are getting away, from a specific kind of food. And sometimes the people, they do the fasting to clean their body, to clean their system. And that's something like a benefit that's for the health in the body itself. But when we talk about the religion, we talk about the church, and we do fasting as a way to be able to get into, to get more like a deeper in God. So the verse of Matthew chapter 6 verse 16 to 18 says, "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites, with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they might appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." Verse 17 says, "Like about you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to be father to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sins in secret will reward you openly." Something that verses he's talking about like a kind of religion, and something we need to understand by the time that Jesus was alive, they were like a son religion. They were like a specific group of the religion, and this space, they believe, on the law of Moses, and they were doing everything what the law of Moses was telling them to do, but they feel if they were doing everything what the law was telling them to do, they were important than other people that were not allowing or they were not following the law. And something we seen is the fasting. The fasting was, that's like an action, like I said at the beginning. Fasting is when you stop eating something specific, or you do it for a specific time, 1 week, 2 weeks. Don't be drinking soda, don't be drinking, don't eating any kind of meat, things like that, then your body start cleaning itself. And that's for your body, but for the faith, to have a relationship with God, then you do fasting. But some people, they were doing was they were more important than other people. They were showing other people what they were doing. And they were fasting, the Bible said, don't be the hypocrites. And they said with a sad countenance for their defigured faces. And they were trying to appear to other people bad, situation. Or they were trying to show the other people they were fasting. And they were showing how hard it was. And we bring this to our time. Something happened is we know other religions, with that Pentecostals, they're all different kind of denominations. And in a specific way, some people, when they do fasting, they do it for a long period of time, for 2 days, 3 days straight, don't drink and don't eat any kind of food. And they feel because they do this, they feel so powerful. They feel too anointed, and they feel they can do whatever they want to do. If they pray God, God gonna answer them everything what they do, and that's why they think, and that's why they're fasting, because they say if I fast a lot, God gonna hear me more about it. But the fasting is not only to have God do whatever we want Him to do. Fasting is when you stop eating, and you're still eating something, it's not really bad for you, it's not really bad for yourself, But you are getting into that point when you are fasting, trying to sacrifice yourself. And when you sacrifice yourself, you start depending more on God, and then your faith start growing out. And the Bible says, in this verse, when you do fasting, anoint your head and wash your face. What means anoint your head? When it's anoint your head, that means we ask God, for His anointing. We ask God for His health, try to maintain us, give us the strength, give it, to keep, the same way we decide to be. And the verse 16 says, so you do not appear to men to be fasting, but your Father who is in that secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. This means when you do fasting, but the way you do fasting, the way you're trying to be, close to God, to, be praying, to be you have trying to get away for things they gonna be bad for you, and then you start getting into that point of do a fasting very often, and you don't do it to tell other people that you are fasting, tell people you are doing it, you are so anointed because you fasting 2 times a week or 3 times a month. That's not about it. The fasting is it's something we do to grow our faith, to start believing or to go to a new level on faith. And that's the main point of this. So when we practice the fasting, we need to do it for the strength of faith, to do it to grow our faith in God, not to show the people that we're fasting, or not to show the people, to feel more important to other people because we do it. And that's when you do fasting, the Bible said, we need to do it to be seen by only God. And there are some kind of fasting, when doing groups, the congregation together do fasting. And they do that to have all the church, be in the same page, have all the church be in the same feeling. That's why they do it, but they don't do it because to feel more important than other congregations. And that's the topic for today, and I have been blessed to you. And as to share this video, that's the case, and to subscribe to the channel, you are not subscribed yet. So see you next time. Hopefully this Thursday gonna be doing more live streaming. And I couldn't do it this week because there were a lot of activities in church, and I wasn't able to do it. So God bless you, and see you next time. Bye.